You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
No change in El Salvador around hydroelectric dam projects during FMLN administration. 2 million people and a third of the Salvadoran territory are threatened by hydroelectric dams with transnational investments. In the framework of the International Day Against Dams, communities from El Salvador affected with El Chaparral Dam on Torola River and El Cimarron on Lempa River expressed their concern over the advance of these projects. Ricardo Navarro from CESTA, Friends of the Earth El Salvador, stated that globally the industry of dams has caused the displacement of over 80 million people, many of whom don't have access to electricity. Mauricio Vanegas from the Anti-Dam National Movement in El Salvador pointed out that there is uncertainty over the fate of the communities located in the region to be flooded in Alto Lempa if El Cimarron project succeeds. Salvadoran communities demand President Mauricio Funes to comply with the promises made during the electoral campaign of not affecting communities with these mega projects, said Vanegas.
You're listening to Real World News.
The administration of Mauricio Funes and the FMLN has not changed their work method in the development policies and how the population is integrated in these policies. There has been no change, he stated. Ours is a wide river, but if you see it now, it's very narrow and the water is very hot, said Maria Agustina Cruz from El Salitre community in Nueva Concepción, Chalatenango, at a press conference on the International Day Against Dams, celebrated on March the 14th. Where we live, there are several homes that don't have electricity, Maria Agustina said, and added that despite the rains are normal, the natural resources of their community are running out, which has serious consequences on food accessibility. So these projects should benefit all of us who live in El Salvador. The president should modify his thinking together with the other puppets behind him, concluded Maria Agustina. Finally, the participants of the press conference pointed out that there are no excuses related to the human development of El Salvadoran to continue with these projects, which would affect 30% of the Salvadoran territory.
You're listening to Real World News.